From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazilian senators have voted 61-20 to remove President Dilma Rousseff from office. Senators found the suspended president guilty of breaking budget laws. Acting President Michel Temer was sworn into office to replace Rousseff. Rousseff is vowing to form a strong opposition front against the new government. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry urged India Wednesday to take greater responsibility on the global stage in partnership with the United States. Kerry spoke at the Indian Institute of Technology, touching at one point on the ongoing dispute with China over territory in the South China Sea.
We want to support a code of conduct for the management of the South China Sea. We support diplomacy in an effort to try to resolve this with an understanding that there really is no, quote, military solution. But on the other hand, we will stand up for our rights.
The top U.S. diplomat said further cooperation between the world's two largest democracies is essential for confronting global challenges. Turkey says it will not stop its military offensive in northern Syria until all threats are removed. Earlier Wednesday, Iran called for a quick end to Turkey's military offensive. Gabon's Electoral Commission has announced that President Ali Bongo has won re-election. The official results, yet to be formally announced, show Mr. Bongo winning 49.8% of the votes, Jean Ping gaining 48.2%. Clashes quickly broke out in the capital, Libreville. Protesters are reported to have set the National Assembly building on fire, chanting, "Ali must go." This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto have held talks in Mexico City. At a news conference following their meeting, Mr. Peña Nieto said the relationship between the two nations should be based on mutual respect. Trump said he has tremendous feelings for Mexican Americans in the United States, calling them spectacular, hardworking people. He also called for the ending of illegal immigration.
No one wins in either country when human smugglers and drug traffickers prey on innocent people, when cartels commit acts of violence, when illegal weapons and cash flow from the United States into Mexico.
The meeting in Mexico came just hours before Trump delivers a speech on his immigration proposals. Spain's parliament Wednesday rejected acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy's bid for a second term. Mr. Rajoy fell 6 votes short, having been rejected by the socialists, who voted unanimously against him. He now faces a second vote on Friday. A loss then would lead to another 2-month period in which Mr. Rajoy would try to form a government, and then possibly another election, the third election within 1 year. The commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, says more than 900 Afghan security personnel have been killed battling Taliban insurgents this past July. According to U.S. military estimates, Afghan forces suffered around 20,000 casualties, including nearly 5,000 dead during last year's fighting. General Nicholson says there is a need to replace corrupt leaders in the Afghan security forces and to build trust with the Afghan population as well as the international community. He praised the sacrifice of Afghan officers, such as the officer who was killed during this month's attack on Kabul's American University. Tunisia's Interior Ministry says police in western Tunisia have killed 2 suspected jihadi terrorists and have seized guns and a suicide belt in a raid. The 2 men were known to police and had been on a terrorist wanted list. They were killed in a shootout Wednesday. U.S. Senators John McCain and Marco Rubio cleared their first hurdles on the way to being elected to new terms by winning the Republican primaries in their respective states Tuesday. The 80-year-old McCain is trying to earn a 6th term representing the southwestern state of Arizona. Rubio, who tried and failed this year to gain the Republican presidential nomination, will face Democratic Congressman Patrick Murphy in the fall election. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.